It's going to be coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It was a scary night for people who live near a home that exploded in Northern Virginia last night. Correspondent Nicole Skanga has our top story from Arlington.
The powerful blast unleashed debris, including its roof and walls, from the multi-story house into the sky, with flames visible from blocks away.
I've never had a sound wave shock like that.
Miraculously, only three officers suffered minor injuries. The status of the suspect, who was inside the house during the explosion, is still unclear.
Thousands of Palestinians are rushing to leave southern Gaza as Israel expands its operation against Hamas. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from Tel Aviv.
New evacuation orders have been released outlining specific neighborhoods, no strike zones, but they rely on QR codes in a place with little electricity, let alone internet connections. It comes as Israel Defense Forces close in on the city of Khan Yunis, home of the Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar.
Israel isn't commenting on reports the IDF is considering flooding tunnels in Gaza with seawater to force Hamas operatives out. College leaders will testify on Capitol Hill today about the growing number of anti-Semitic protests and confrontations. This woman is a student at Columbia University.
It's tense. It's hostile. There have been days where I've had to walk through not one but two protests on campus in order to get to my classes.
Police in the Bahamas say a tourist from Boston was killed in a shark attack near the Sandals Beach Resort in Nassau.
The female, along with a male relative, were paddle boarding some three-quarter miles out from the shoreline. CPR was administered to the victim. However, she suffered serious injuries.
Fatal ones, in fact, to her right hip and arm. A YouTuber from Lompoc, California, has been sentenced to 6 months in prison for destroying the evidence of an intentional plane crash. Federal prosecutors say Trevor Jacob recorded a video of himself parachuting to safety as part of a scheme to get hits and make money. Then they say he removed all evidence of the wreckage. Actor Jamie Foxx has made his first public appearance since an undisclosed medical emergency last April.
I've been through some things. You know, it's crazy. I couldn't do that 6 months ago. I couldn't actually walk to.
He welled up as he accepted the Vanguard Award from the Critics' Choice Association celebration of cinema and television in L.A. Didn't take long for his comedic chops to resurface.
I'm not a clone.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Republican state lawmakers are making their move to disband the Wisconsin Elections Commission before next year's election. A new GOP bill would move all election-related duties to the Secretary of State's office. The legislature would have the last word on the office's decisions. Republicans have been unhappy with the commission since the 2020 election. Governor Evers would almost certainly veto the bill if it passes. Wildlife officials have captured hundreds of invasive carp on the Mississippi River near Trumbull. The carp were imported to the southern United States in the 1960s and 70s. They found their way to the Mississippi River and are spreading into rivers and streams in the nation's midsection. Invasive carp are destructive eaters, and wildlife officials are working to keep them out of the Great Lakes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Applications are now open for Wisconsin Crop Insurance Premium Rebate for Planting Cover Crops Program. You may enroll acres planted to cover crops in the fall of 2023. The program has $800,000 or 160,000 acres of coverage to award on a first-come, first-served basis. There's no limit on the number of acres you can apply for. If you've received federal or state cost share or incentives for planting cover crops already in 2023, you won't be eligible for this program. The Arts Council of Southwood County has announced their Christmas show. Terry Lee Goffey will portray Johnny Cash in A Johnny Cash Christmas on Thursday, December 14th. The show begins at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. You can purchase tickets at savorthearts.com or call 715-424-2787. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. High of 38, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got some entertainment news coming up. A little bit of that ain't right stories. Good stories of the day all coming up. But we are kicking off our hour with a very good story of the day, Melissa. I have us in studio a bunch of Rams kids. We have a sixth grade teacher, Paige Jackin, with us. And we're going to go ahead and get into these essays for the Lights of Love event that we just had. Very excited about this. Melissa, Paige has headphones on, so you can interact with her if you'd like. Can you guys tell us a little bit about how the event went, how Lights of Love was? Melissa, you enjoyed yourself, right? You had a good time there.
Yes, it was a great night. It was a little bit cold, but as long as you bundled up and we all had our hats and gloves and scarves and coats on for sure. I even had snow pants on just to be warm. And I know Paige was also bundled up, as were the kids. We suffered some minor kind of major, because our computer completely died. So our broadcast didn't go out, which is why I was so excited that we are able to have all of you on the air. How are you doing, Paige?
I'm doing great. We're really happy to be here.
Awesome.
I appreciate James. Yeah, appreciate the time from you, Paige, and I really appreciate you guys coming out of school to be here. I know how hard that's got to be to leave your school. No, this is pretty cool, right? You guys want us to keep you here all day? Is that what? Just at least until 3 or 4, right? I'm getting some thumbs up here. Paige, let's go ahead and let everybody introduce themselves, and then we'll get into the essay. And actually, Paige, if you don't mind, would you mind introducing yourself as well? I'm sorry, I'm a horrible host.
Yeah. So my name is Paige Jackin. I am a sixth grade English language arts teacher at Rams, and with me I have 4 of our Rams students.
I'm Micah Wettstein.
Micah, thanks for being here. Good to see you.
I'm Vivian Zacher.
Vivian, thank you for being here.
I'm Ada Lewis.
Nice to see you, Ada.
I'm Mason Schuneman.
Hey, Nathan. Nice to see you. Thank you all for being here. Nice job, everybody. That's really the hard part, introducing yourself, really. That's the tough part. As Melissa and I have mentioned, during the Lights of Love broadcast, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, so the kids were not able to read these essays. But you can catch this, the great event that we had at our website, civicmedia.us. Just go under the hashtag remotes, WFHRWI remotes. You can find the complete event there. But let's go ahead, and Melissa and I and Paige, we're going to move out of the way, let you kids have the WFHR stage, and we'll just go down the line here and let you go ahead and read your essays. And we'll start right at the front here.
I'm Micah Wettstein. Giving to the community is important to me because it makes me excited when I do something or someone else does something, even if it's small. For example, you can donate canned foods and many other things and supplies to places that need them. You can donate food and toys to the Humane Society. If you can't do that, you can do something smaller, like planting a tree or check on an elderly neighbor. On Halloween 2023, my family and I went trick-or-treating in a neighborhood where 2 police officers were handing out candy and stickers to children. Multiple kids kept running up to them, but when they saw my brother, who was dressed up like an officer, they stopped and said, "We have a new sheriff in town." My 4-year-old brother's eyes lit up, and he had the biggest smile. They gave him a badge, sticker, and some candy. They talked to him and took a picture with him. That small act of kindness made his whole night. He was smiling from ear to ear the rest of the night. Although this story wasn't about me and giving to the community, it just shows how great our community is and how I'm honored to be a part of it. Earlier this fall, I was able to be a part of giving back to the community when I had the opportunity to rake leaves for the elderly. I made great memories with friends while making a difference in someone else's life who is not able to do their yard work. To see the joy in his face was priceless. I can't wait to be able to do it again next year or be able to go and shovel this winter. In conclusion, if you can't make donations, you can still be able to give to the community by doing something big or small. With that being said, always be kind to one another because you never know what they are going through.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done. Nicely done,
that's
Micah.
Wonderful.
Beautiful, beautiful. Very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we should have done this like in sets, like 4 days in a row. If I'm going to listen to all these in a row, I'm going to be crying by the end of this, you guys. I'm just going to warn you right now. Very nicely done, Micah. Vivian, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm Vivian Decker. I remember watching my great-grandma bake bread. She used to bake bread to sell at her restaurant. As she got older and the restaurant closed, she baked bread to donate to different organizations in the community. She did this not only to help the community, but to make her days more meaningful. My great-grandma is a role model to me because she was generous to the community. I saw that her generosity made herself happy, as well as those around her. I would love to be that source of happiness for other people. Giving the community, to me, means an opportunity to live out my great-grandma's legacy. It means seeking out ways to help other people and making it a happier place for everyone to live.
Beautifully done, Vivian. Nicely done.
Wonderful.
Nicely done. You kids are hitting my heart so hard today. All right. Got to keep it together. Ada, you go right ahead.
Hi, I'm Ada Pluis, and have you ever given something to someone, even a small thing? If so, how did it make you feel? Giving in our community is important because some people aren't as fortunate. Giving even small things can help, whether it's a pair of gloves to a homeless person or smiling and waving at someone. Some people are less fortunate than others. This means they might not be able to provide themselves with essential everyday needs. Giving things to help these people is important. There are many places in Wisconsin Rapids that provide food and shelter to the less fortunate. One example is Habitat for Humanity. This program helps to provide housing for people in need. To help this organization, you can donate furniture, building supplies, food for the volunteers, or money. There is also a Southwood County Emergency Food Pantry. To help this program, you can donate food or money. Donating to help these programs is an example of giving in the Wisconsin Rapids community. Giving not only helps the person that you are giving to, but it can also help you. Did you know that according to Rush University, after a person gives, their brain lights up? Giving and helping others also can also help you have a greater self-esteem and satisfaction with life. Giving can even lower your risk of depression. We can benefit while helping others. In conclusion, there are many ways to help out and give to our community, big or small. You can give a donation of your time, talents, or money.
Well done. Well done, Ada.
Wonderful.
Very nicely done, Ada. Very nicely done. And Mason, bring us home.
Hi, I'm Mason Schuneman. Giving is a gift. A gift is doing something for someone or giving something to someone without expecting anything in return. Giving is a gift. Spending time with my grandma and giving her hugs after she has chemo so that she can take her mind off feeling sick. Giving is donating my old toys so other kids that can't afford toys can have the opportunity to play and have fun. Giving is donating my old clothes to a boy that had to leave his home so that he had clothes to wear to school. Giving is helping my grandparents' neighbor rake their lease when they are not able so that they can feel proud of their yards. Giving is sharing my food or giving money to others so that they can buy food to feed their families. Giving is a gift. The gift of giving helps others so that they feel good and I feel good too.
Well done, Mason.
Wonderful.
Nice job. It's not good to make the guy who's supposed to talk speechless. You guys have made me speechless. I have no idea what to say. Beautifully done, all of you. First off, those were incredibly well written, Paige. Those were very well written and just as well written spoken. Like, you guys all did a magnificent job right there. Between us, let me tell you something. I got adults in here every day that don't do nearly as good as you guys did. That was really good, you guys. That was very well done. Nice work. Paige, I don't want to keep you too long. I know that you guys have a busy day ahead, but I am curious, with a project like this and having the kids do something like this, what was the initial kind of plan, the initial kind of a lesson there?
Yeah, so we talked a lot about just giving in our school, giving to others, and a lot about that empathy part. And then we decided to do this essay contest for the Lights of Love because it's a great way for the kids to get their ideas out on paper. And then we have them all share them in front of their classes at school as well. So all of the sixth graders at RAMS did this assignment, and it was super cool to see all of their thoughts and ideas to be shared.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing creatively to be able to do something like this and get work those creative muscles and everything. But it, more importantly, and that's hard for me to say as a creative, the empathy this creates with your community, with people. We can never have enough of that in society, especially at these ages that they're at. So that alone goes so far with something like this, I imagine. And it's and not just these kids, but these four kids each touched on a different subject. I imagine that whole sixth grade did similar things. And so that's just, it really hits me. That's really powerful. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's super cool because we allow them to have the creativity to write an essay, a story, or poem. So it's really awesome to see all of their thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. You are doing an amazing job with these kids. Keep up the great work. We appreciate you and all the other teachers over there at RAMS. Thank you to all of them for the good work they do. We're just a block away. You guys can stop by anytime. Door's always open, okay? It is really niche and you know, a lot of people use it. It's low-hanging fruit to pick on younger generations. The older generations seem to always do it. I am not worried at all about the younger generation. Every time I have kids like you guys come in and everything, I feel better and better about the future. Thank you all for joining us today. Great work, you guys. Whether you like it or not, this might be a good or a bad thing. That's a good thing. This is recorded. We are podcasted. So you guys can, if anybody missed it, you guys can play this for other relatives and friends and stuff a little bit later. It'll be at civicmedia.us in just about an hour or two. So you'll be able to check this out again and everything. But thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time and really appreciate what you just did for our community. Thank each one of you for this. And Paige, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
You can still donate to Aspirus's Lights of Love. Go to aspirus.org. That's aspirus.org. You find that, and you'll be able to find that in their menu. Otherwise, go to aspirus.org/donate-now-Riverview. That's donate-now-Riverview. You can go there right now and go ahead and get yourself a Light of Love. I encourage you to do so. My family and I did, and every time we pass the tree, it makes us smile. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show with WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The holidays are stressful enough without the unpredictable weather. Stop into the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids and get lost in room-to-room gift ideas. No clue what to buy? No problem. Grab a gift card. Come shop stress-free and maybe find something for you, too.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. High of 38, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James here with you. Mornings at WFHR. Little beautiful. You got to hear that one.
You can't interrupt that one.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to let that play out. Just got to let that play out. But we're going to dive into some entertainment news in a second here. But before we do, how great was that last segment, Melissa?
Oh, it was wonderful. You know, and I only got to hear two of those poem or essays when we were at the live remote, because when I got notification that things kind of went haywire. So then I was trying to fix stuff. But oh, what a great job they did. I'm so proud of them and glad that they could make it to the studio and give these essays over the air.
We got the best listeners in radio. You guys are great about not only listening and tuning in and joining us on the air, but spreading the word about our shows. I greatly encourage all of you, if you could do us one favor today, please spread the word about this 9 o'clock hour and the way it began, and encourage people to check out civicmedia.us. Go ahead and find the pod and listen to that great intro that we had to our hour here. Because that, if that doesn't make you feel good, if that doesn't make you feel good about the future, I don't know if anything will. Genuinely
and
don't.
And honestly, put you in the holiday spirit, too.
Yeah.
The spirit of giving.
I'm still kind of speechless about the whole thing. It just was beautiful, was really impactful. And to have them writing, like, right here, you know, everything, that's something.
They worked hard to prepare those essays to deliver, and what a delivery. Great job, guys.
It's so easy for people to pick on the younger generations, too. It's not like it was in my day and these different things. First of all, you're romanticizing the past.
A little bit.
Second of all, you are not paying attention. You do not have the correct data. We are in very good hands. This younger generation, they get it. They get it, man. They are in tune with the universe. They are something.
And a shout out to our teachers who are working hard to help prepare them for this. What a great job by Paige and her fellow English teachers there at RAMS to encourage the students to look into these things. I mean, they gave great examples of things we can do right here in our community. And within their you know, with the police department story and the examples of giving that Mason gave in his poem, it's just so wonderful.
They hit me so hard. That was so good. It was so beautiful. And I'm glad. That's where I wanted to wrap to, Melissa. A big shout out to these teachers. I've gotten, thanks to some kids that mean quite a bit to you and I and Seth, Seth's boys over there. We've got some other kids that we know over at RAMS and gotten to know some of the teachers over there a bit. And their principal, Craig Broren, is brought in. And just amazing, amazing people over there doing some helping our future, you know, in doing some of the most vital work in, you know, as far as America's future goes. We appreciate them. Keep up the great work. We dive into entertainment news, and you just heard a holiday classic right there, and another one is breaking records.
Ooh.
Brenda Lee released Rock Around the Christmas Tree 65 years ago. And now for the first time ever, it's the number one song in the country.
Really?
It's even broken a few records in its way to the top. At 78, Brenda is the oldest artist to top the Hot 100, replacing Louis Armstrong, who was 62 when Hello Dolly hit number one in 64. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is only the third holiday number one ever. The first was the Chipmunk song from 1958. And of course, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, which made it 12 times since 2019. Mm-hmm. It also has the record for the longest time between a song's release and its rise to number one. Mariah's Christmas classic had the previous record. It was released in 94, took 25 years to reach to the top.
Really?
Brenda was 13 when she recorded Rockin'.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I didn't either.
It came out in 58. It peaked at number 14 in 1960, then went to spent 9 weeks at number 2 between December 2019 and 2020.
Oh, she got so close.
Four more holiday classics occupy the top 10. Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock, number 4. Wham's Last Christmas is at number 5. Burl Ives' A Holly Jolly Christmas is at number 6. And Andy Williams' It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is at number 10.
Hmm. Wow. How awesome for Brenda to finally make it to that number one spot.
Brenda did a brand new music video to celebrate the song's 65th anniversary. I encourage people to check it out. It's wonderful. I don't want this to sound morbid, but my first thought was, oh man, I'm so glad she's alive to experience this.
You know what? I just had that thought too and went, oh, I don't want to say that out loud.
Yeah, I feel cringy, but if we're anything, we're honest on this show. We're real with you guys. And it, you know, we don't have a big filter on this show.
There's no, what is that pause button called?
Yeah, a cough button, or they used to call it, yep. And stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to lie about it. I think that that's an incredibly cool part of this. It wouldn't be as cool to me if she had passed already. I wouldn't think right. It's as awesome. I think it's so cool that she's experienced this twice as a big... Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, not just twice, a couple of times throughout her life. Back in 2019 when this first started to come back. The one interesting... One of the many interesting things about this to me is nobody really knows why. Like, plenty of people have said, well, it showed up in this TV show or it showed up in this movie. Yeah, it has been since the dawn of the song. Like, it's been showing up in Christmas movies and TV shows. It's always been popular. It's always been around.
We all know it. We can sing along.
You know, sometimes these songs have a second life because they're featured in a commercial or a movie. We had this a little while ago with the viral video that went famous, and the Fleetwood Mac's Dreams became even more popular, or Everywhere or whatever became more popular because of the viral video that the guy drinking the orange juice on the skateboard. Mm-hmm. Things like that sometimes bring these older songs back into our universe, and they rise up on the charts again because of the new way we collect data on how much we're streaming and listening to music. But this, there's no really right, other than, of course, it being the holiday season. But that's, again, we've been having since 1968. We've had quite a few Christmases, and this song has been popular since then. It's just there's no necessarily rhyme or reason. I do have to mention one quick thing. I personally, and this is not a shot at the song All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's a fun song. Mariah Carey is one of the most amazing singers there is. Mm-hmm. But I do like the idea of putting her in check a little bit. She spent millions on a video to release that that her song is popular this time of year. Like, she didn't release any new song or new music, or she didn't
new music video for it.
Yeah, or re-record the song or anything like that. She just wants more downloads and more people to stream her song, so she makes more money. She's not doing anything new, and it just seems kind of like now it's starting to seem kind of like cringy and lame to me.
A little cringy.
Yeah, it's just somebody trying to it's one thing to try to make as much get as much blood out of that stone as you can, but I mean, I feel like she did that already. Now it's just kind of like overkill. It's
self-promoted again. I love the fact that Brenda re-recorded a music video for this, and yeah. it's her family. It's her. I don't know if it's actually her family, but it looks like
it does.
Her
look
family,
like it, yeah.
And her in her kitchen and cooking, and it's wonderful.
Very happy about it, and I got to say, one of my favorite Christmas songs. I love that song. It's a fun song. Speaking of Christmas, is this too early? Millie Bobby Brown, famous from the TV show Stranger Things. And she's been in a couple of other things. This young lady is a very good actor and is getting better and better as she goes along here. She is so into the holidays, she puts her Christmas decorations up before Halloween. Because it's where I thrive.
Okay.
She says her fiancé, Jake Bon Jovi, you know, John Bon Jovi's son, who, those who don't know, I did not know they were a couple. I didn't. I'm just finding that out literally right this second. I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't hear the big controversy about that?
No, I didn't.
When they got engaged? Oh, yeah. It was a huge controversy.
Wow, I guess I missed that one.
And this is coming from me, who knows nothing about, the lives of celebrities.
I think this is twice now you've gotten me today. That's good. Nicely done. Those two say, quote, very much against that, but who cares? As far as the idea, her fiance doesn't like it, but he's, you know, he rolls with it and everything. He's okay. Mm-hmm. Millie also says she lived her all-American dream at Thanksgiving this year with the Bon Jovis. Since she's British, the holiday traditions are new for her. She says, quote, I really went into thinking, turkey, 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 how good can it be? But Jake's mom made the best roast turkey ever.
There you go.
That's
mind
fun.
Blown.
I love the idea of this. Not necessarily. I love Halloween, so I don't like the idea of necessarily, you know, skipping Halloween or anything like that. But I like the idea of an English person coming to this country and not only embracing the traditions, but getting so excited about them they can't wait for other holidays to get over with. They want to get right to Christmas. Right to, I get that. There's a little kid in there about that. I get that. That's fun. Mm-hmm. I teach their own. You know, I would never tell somebody when is too early. The only time I would say it's too early is if people are still in, you know, like shorts, like maybe then.
Summertime.
But, yeah. But as I was saying that, I'm like, well, in the Midwest here, especially Wisconsin, it's October. I'm still wearing shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
okay. That doesn't count. Yeah.
Heck, I saw somebody walking down the street in shorts last night.
Right. So, yeah.
After dark.
We got our first snowfall. It was like a day later. I saw somebody getting their mail in shorts. Yeah, yeah. That's the way we do things around here. So maybe the way to look at this is, you know, don't judge others. It's their house. It's their front yard. I know you got to look at it if you live in that neighborhood, but it is their property. As long as they ain't hurting anybody, you know, what's the harm?
Yeah, and I gotta say, I'm not a seasonal decorator. This has been well documented. I put up my Christmas decorations yesterday when I turned on my little tree that Pam gave me.
Nice.
But I do love driving around and seeing other people's yard decorations, especially at Christmas time. But Halloween is fun, too, especially with the rise of those inflatable yard ornaments.
Yeah.
But I definitely very much enjoy seeing the Christmas decorations, and they're wonderful in and around Rapids.
It's such a fun time of year. I don't mind it starting a little bit early if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We're going to come back with nothing but fun for you. We got good things on the way. I want to get into how many of us won't see a doctor unless something's extremely wrong.
Extremely wrong.
That doesn't seem good. We'll get into that.
No, but it's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've got that coming up along with some other great stuff for you right here on The Morning Show. It's Melissa and James taking you through WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day, but it's 60 years old and the governors say it's in bad shape. The outdoor recreation industry brought in a record $9.8 billion to Wisconsin's economy last year, Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers.
Everybody is seeing just how much outdoor recreation has to offer to the quality of life for citizens, but also for our visitors and for workforce attraction. It's becoming more and more important.
State officials say outdoor recreation accounted for more than 94,000 jobs last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Three federal departments are asking for public feedback on their national strategy to reduce food loss and waste in the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration, Department of Agriculture, and the Environmental Protection Agency are working to reduce food loss and waste by 50% by 2030. This strategy will not only prevent loss and waste of food where possible, it will also increase the recycling rate of organic waste to remove it from landfills. These efforts will increase food access for food insecure, create new jobs, and help households save money. Over 9% of people living in Wood County are food insecure. That's more than 6,600 people. The public comment on the FDA strategy opens today at regulation.gov. The Portage County Sheriff's Office is offering an in-person snowmobile safety course that starts on December 12th. You can register at gowild.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswestrapids.com.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. High of 38, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Welcome back, everyone. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you are having a great start to your Tuesday. Little Paul McCartney to play us in, getting us into the spirit season.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Sure are.
That song makes me laugh.
It's
the beginning of that, the synthesizer yes. sounds. It's just so...
You are immediately transported to like 78, 79. Like you were definitely
that. Before I was born.
Welcome back, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there. Thanks for joining Melissa and I. And to those of you that aren't feeling that well, go home. If you're not feeling well, you know, you probably shouldn't be at work. So here's an interesting poll. A new poll of 2,000 Americans found 2/3 of us won't go to the doctor until something feels extremely wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Until then, we'll wait it out. That includes 59% of women and 72% of men.
72% of you guys.
One reason we don't go is it seems like you never know how much you'll end up paying, even with insurance. Mm-hmm. But money isn't the only reason we avoid doctors. The top things we hate about doctor visits include sitting in the waiting room, the time it takes in general, being touched or examined, shots or other procedures that might be painful, or just general fear and anxiety. Because of all of that, only 34% of us have seen a doctor or had a checkup in the past year. 39% have seen a dentist. Less, way less than half of us have had a doctor appointment or a dentist appointment in the past year. That means that currently, if you are in a office setting or a work or any of these things, you've got more than a couple people around you, chances are at least two or three of those people have not been to a doctor or a dentist in the past year.
You know, this speaks very loudly about our healthcare system here in the United States. I mean, there's no reason we shouldn't be doing preventative healthcare. Because if you go to the doctor, you can catch things early and prevent, not you know, act after the fact.
I don't think there's a person alive that has ever gone like has ever really been able to make great use of the waiting room or the waiting. We all understand that if your appointment's at 2, you're probably going to get seen about 2:10, 2:15, that kind of thing. Because doctors are overworked and nurses are overworked and they've got a lot on their plate. And in part because we wait until the last second to go see them. If we did preventative stuff like Melissa was touching on there a little bit, it might not be as bad. That part out of the way. I think we can all relate to the idea of general fear and anxiety on one level or another. While I am the type of person that wants to know the information, if I got 10 minutes to live, I want to know now. I want to spend that 10 minutes. I want to understand that stuff. But I also understand that not everybody is like me. You know, that there's plenty of people they would rather not know and stuff. But knowing is better than not knowing, and know for your loved ones if for any other reason.
Yeah. And what is the saying? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
It's such a good quote. Yeah. But Melissa, I think, knows exactly where I want to go. And I think where you may want to go with this, Melissa. And that is the first part of this, of the money. That we are in a point, we've been at a point in society, even before you and I were born, Melissa, where people have to debate, well, do I take care of my body, or do I save that money so I can take care of that bill, or so I can feed my family?
Like, put food on the table.
And I think
have gas in my tank to get to work.
And I think there are still people out there that have an image of their head of that type of person. That type of person is me. That type of person is your neighbor. That type of person is other people out there. I have decent insurance.
Now,
and even with that, I can't afford to necessarily go to the doctor just because I have a bad back or something like that. It's got to be pretty rough for me to go in.
Well, and with our healthcare being tied to our jobs here in the United States, you have to have a job that you can get healthcare with.
Yeah.
And that's not always doable.
Yeah, that took me almost 20 years in radio to get that.
And that's only because Civic Media is promoting that for their company and their employees. Not a whole lot of, as you said, other radio station owners have done that.
Yeah, I will talk about this to the end of time. I don't care if you guys have heard me mention it before or not. The first day Civic Media took over this station, and Mike Krupp came into the building to introduce himself to all of us. The first thing he did, along with saying hi, was handing all of us insurance papers. Like everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's because of Sage Weil. And I am very, very appreciative to him for that.
Big time. Big time. We say good morning to Sage and all of our friends at Civic, and a big thank you
yes,
to them.
Indeed.
But we talk about all this. And even with all that being said, Melissa and I and anybody and even Sage maybe and other people are in similar situations where we have a universal religion in this country, everybody, and it's money. It's the almighty dollar. Everything bows to it. Everything bends the knee to it. How do we get our society to come back around on that and to get to a point where money is important? It's very cliche. It's very easy to say money is evil. Money is not evil. People can be evil. It's what we do yes. with it. Money has no right. feeling. It doesn't care about religion. it doesn't care about any of these things.
No.
It's a man-made thing.
We cannot personify money.
Yeah. No. Money is important. Money is necessary in life for commerce and all these things. But
you know what else is necessary for life? Healthcare.
People.
Yeah.
People. We're going to need people. We're going to need them.
It should be a universal, same as access to food, access to housing, access to schools. Those should all be things that we as Americans have access to. And that is not the case. And I encourage everybody to look into the policies that your politicians want to put in place when it comes to healthcare.
These things can seem so daunting. It can seem like, what can I do? How can we fix something like this? Melissa just told you the very first step. The first step to making this world better, to making this industry better, to making the healthcare industry bow to us.
Who wants to take away services and who wants to make them better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whether they try to or not, every single politician tells you exactly who they are with their words. Maybe it's not exactly what they say. Maybe it's with what they don't say. Maybe it's what they don't talk about sometimes.
Or what they do or what they don't do.
Mm-hmm. And understand who you're voting for. Understand where these policies are coming from. You are not just voting for the name on that ticket. You are voting for the people in the pocket of that person that is on the ticket. Find out who is in their pocket. I adamantly believe.
Who's funding their campaigns?
I have said this to every senator, every congressman, everybody who has joined us on the air, every representative. I've asked them. I've talked to them about this. I want a bill that makes it so that when you're on the Congress floor, talking to Senate or anything like that, even talking to the American people, I want on your jacket or your blazer, your dress, who you are representing, who is in your pocket. You got nothing to hide. I mean, why not have it up there? I want our politicians looking like NASCARs. I want every one of them with all of the DuPont's a sponsor. Okay, I want that splashed on their jacket there.
It's funny that you bring that up, James, when they just had this thing about dress code come up here in this last year about talking about the way that you should dress in Congress. I agree with you. I think that it should be an open book to the American public, who is funding their campaigns, because it makes a difference in the choices that and their vote. It's not always about what their constituents want. It's sometimes and more often about what their where their funding is coming from and what they want.
We got a caller wants to jump in. What's on your mind?
I think you were totally right about our national religion being the almighty dollar, right? I think that we're at a point now as a country where we can look at this and say, okay, capitalism makes terrible medical systems because that's what it's been. Medicine should not be operated as if it is a business, period. And if you're voting for people who think that medical necessities...
Oh, there you are.
Oh, if you're voting for politicians who believe that medicine is for money, stop doing that if you are looking out for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And always good to hear that voice. That voice might sound familiar to many of you out there. That's Laura. She does some of our commercial work. You heard her doing Over the Back Fence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and appreciate that insight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate you. Have a good morning.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye.
We're going to get to...
Because there is not money in the cure. You know, in being cured. And and so money does not really, it shouldn't be for profit. Healthcare for profit, as Laura said, should not be a thing.
Mm-hmm. Take a break. We'll come back. We're going to have some Danny Wright stories, some good stories of the day. We're going to talk local. We're going to have some fun. Join Melissa and I as we wrap up the show coming up here on Mornings at WFHR.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a high of 38. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 21 tonight, cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. WFHR. I apologize. I didn't know that my mic, I hit my mic on.
I don't know how that song cannot put a smile on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those.
It's just so cheery.
And his voice. His voice really does it for me. I've heard other versions of it. It's that version that gets me every time. Yeah. I'm with you. We are wrapping up the show. Going to take you to the top of the hour. Great show. This has been a fantastic show, everybody.
It's been a lot of fun.
Big thank you to everybody that joined us today. All the Rams kids and Paige, Jack, and teacher over there at Rams. Ada, Mason, Vivian, Micah. Thank you so much to all of you.
Thank you all for coming on.
It's a lot of fun. Appreciate all the calls today and everything. It's been a lot of fun. We appreciate it. We got to get to a bit of a That Ain't Right one here. You can give yourself the Heimlich on the back of a chair. We only mention it, and I've done this. I've actually done this before. Back in my my apartment in DeKalb, I was living in. I was choking. The girl I was living with at the time, she went to France. She went to study abroad. So it was just me and our dog, Gonzo. And I was choking. I look at Gonzo. He's no help.
He doesn't have any thumbs.
He started just licking himself. Like, that's all he... Like, I'm sitting there literally red-faced. I'm choking. Like, I've never choked before in my life and haven't since. And I'd look over at him for help, and all he's doing is licking himself. Like, that's... it's like, I don't want this to be the last thing I see.
Not helpful.
I'm hitting myself over a wooden chair trying to get it. Now... I have an extra bone in my chest, and I was so afraid of hitting that I was like more hesitant. It took a while. It was not fun.
But you're still here. Obviously, this is a good story of the day because James survived.
Melissa, you ruined the ending.
Sorry.
You can do this. A 21-year-old woman in Spain was choking on a piece of turkey last Wednesday and decided the best option was to shove a toothbrush down her throat.
Oh, man.
She jammed the dull end of it down her esophagus to clear the obstruction. The good news is it actually worked. She dislodged the turkey so she could breathe again. The bad news was she swallowed the toothbrush. She tried to hang on onto the bristles, but once the turkey went down, the brush followed.
Oh, no.
She explained the situation when she showed up at the ER, but they weren't sure they believed her until they saw it on the x-rays.
Oh, my goodness.
They sedated her, and it took 40 minutes to fish out the toothbrush.
Oh, my goodness.
They pulled it up through her mouth, so she didn't need it. She didn't need surgery. She was passed out. She was perfectly fine, and she is doing very well now. Her throat is fine. She was a little sore for a couple of days, but she's okay. But just what, man?
This is like a circus act, James.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we got the magical toothbrush swallower.
So, sword swallowing, a little dangerous. Toothbrush is not as bad. Not as bad.
Well, we like to keep things PC. Everyday household objects?
You may be wondering, well, what is the That Ain't Right part of this story? It's the toothbrush. Like, it's the toothbrush. She was just trying to do her job. Like, she did a good job here. The toothbrush. How dare you, toothbrush? You had one job. You have a couple jobs, but you had one job.
Missed the teeth there, buddy.
Missed the teeth.
That's awful. I'm glad she survived. I'm glad no damage, but oh my goodness.
Like, as somebody, I have only had like one or two experiences in my life where I'm choking. And I expressed one of them. And I think it's one of the more universal things everybody experiences at least once in their life. At the very least, you've drank it. It's gone down the wrong pipe. Like, you drank something, it's on the wrong.
Coughing up water, yeah.
Yeah, that horrible feeling. So you survive that, and you have that brief moment of bliss. And then, oh, wait, what the? No way. No, I didn't just. No way that I could have. No, oh, man. Now, it's not just that you've got to, then the panic kicks in again about, oh God, am I going to spend the rest of my life with my toothbrush in my throat?
In my stomach.
But it's how do I explain this to the ER workers? How do I, like, the more...
At least she went in, okay?
Yeah.
What was that statistic about men and not seeking health care? 70-whatever percent of men would have not gone in.
Oh, you're so right about this. I immediately put myself
in her
shoes. Sorry,
guys. Sorry. I'm not, you know, this is not directed at any men in general, but you can't argue with statistics.
Nope. I'm not going to fight you on this one. I can't. I put myself in her shoes. It was immediately like, well, could a pair of tongs work?
You know when your parents tell you don't swallow watermelon seeds because, you know, they squirrel watermelon in your stomach? We all know that that's not true.
Right.
However, if you swallow a toothbrush...
That was one of my favorite, like, urban legend things to tell your kid, to be told as a kid. Like, when my father was trying to tell us that as me and my sister, that as a kid, we're just looking at him like, you know, we're children and we don't believe
we're
you.
We're not that dumb, Dad.
But I think he believed it. I think he
the one when I was a kid was if you swallow gum. It's in your stomach for, 7 years?
Yeah.
Which is also not true.
Not true.
However, the toothbrush...
I don't know. We need a true, like, boy, I usually say this, but we really do need a palate cleanser this time. Oh. Like a true palate cleanser.
It
was a little too soon.
Too soon.
Looking at Midday Magazine for the first time this week, 3 to 4 join us. We have Caitlin Riley Kelser joining us in part one. That's a new name for us because she is coming to us from the Wisconsin Beef Council.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to talk to her before. We're going to talk a little bit about beef, holiday roast swaps, and plenty more with her. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that.
Excellent.
And in part two, friend of the station, Reverend Beth Reverend Beth Rothhabhagger.
How did you mess that up?
Just one of them mornings.
We're both getting tongue-tied.
Get sleep, everybody. That's important. Get sleep. especially before you do your morning show. Be sure to get sleep.
Yep.
Beth's going to come in, and we're going to talk about the Wisconsin Rapids and Moravian Church Blue Christmas services.
Nice.
We really appreciate that.
That's a wonderful service.
Not only that, but all the other great services and things that they have over at the Moravian Church this time of year. Looking forward to diving into that with Beth. We'll do that at 3:30 today. A little bit later after that, around 5 o'clock, it's a ball night, Melissa. Wisconsin men's basketball at Michigan State. It's a Big Ten matchup. We are looking forward to that. It's going to be a good one.
I'm just all excited, James.
Yeah, I know. I know you can't wait.
Come on. That was genuine enthusiasm.
It was good. That was very good. You did a nice job.
Pulled on my acting chops there.
Yep. One of the better actresses I know. You proved it right there. And on our sister station, WIRI, at 6:40, our pregame will kick off for great high school basketball. Port Edwards boys taking on Wild Rose. Michael and Seth going to take care of that for you. You know it's going to sound good. Be sure to join us there at 6:40 on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Locally, got some great events going on. The 7th Annual Christmas Tree Walk is happening with our Southwood County Historical Museum. That is going on December 8th. That comes back on December 8th from 5 to 8, and then December 9th and 10th from 12 to 4. This event is free and welcome to all ages.
Yes. See their beautiful displays.
Yeah, help keep history alive. Say hi to our great friends over at the Southwood County Historical Museum. And Melissa and I brought this up a little bit earlier. Our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have their wreath auction going on. It's one more day.
Silent wreath auction. It's going on all day today until 7 tonight, I believe, is when the bidding closes at 7.
Yeah. Be sure to go to uwswac.org. Go to the United Way's website. You will see a banner right there for the 2023 Reef Silent Auction, and you'll have a link that'll take you right to it.
Yes.
This is not only a great way to get a wonderful reef for your holiday season. I think I get one from my mom every year. It's a great way to doing that kind of thing.
Which one are you bidding on, James?
I can't
say that over the air.
Yeah. I really want to, though, because I really like this reef, but I don't want to say it. But
because then your mom will know.
Yeah. But it's the holiday road. It's so cool looking. It's really cool looking. I like all all of these are amazing.
They're beautiful. There's several that I'm got to get over and bid on today, mm-hmm. just because, you know, it's you can even put in a proxy bid, mm-hmm. where so if the bidding is at, say, $30 right now, it'll up you, I believe, in increments of $5, mm-hmm. until it hits your bid. If somebody outbids you where you're at. So if you can't, you know, pull out your phone during a meeting and check on your bidding, you can put in that proxy bid to make sure you get the wreath you want.
It's not only a way to get a great present for somebody this holiday season, you can mark that off, check that off your list, but the United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties puts so much into this community, so many mm-hmm. different programs, so many different events. Every penny you spend with them stays right in this community and goes right back into the people that need it.
Yes, and just like our sixth graders pointed out at the beginning of the hour, it's the gift of giving as well, because you're then giving back to the community.
Get to uwswac.org, get in on this bidding for these wreaths, and make sure to do it before 7 tonight. Mm-hmm. And another big shout-out to the Rams kids and to Paige, their teacher over there, for joining us. That was a lot of fun. Thank you for setting that up, Melissa.
Absolutely. I'm so glad they were able to come and join us on air.
Great show. Big thank you to the best listeners on radio for joining us, and to you, Melissa. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you too.
Have a great day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon.